Lance Mackey took first place yesterday in the inaugural running of the Top of the World 350 race from Eagle to Tok. Following Lance in for second place was Jerry Willemitzer. Jake Berkowitz took third. 22 mushers made a memorial run from Tok to Eagle starting on the 27th, and then they raced from Eagle back to Tok. The memorial run and race was held to honor the late traditional chief Isaac Junabee, who died last summer and was from Eagle. Race manager Jody Junabee Potts is Isaac's niece. She says the night before her uncle Isaac died last summer, he talked to her about the importance of the tradition of dog handling.
He and my mom grew up in a dog sled out on the country in the upper Yukon 40-mile area. And the night before Isaac died, while we were sitting around in the hospital, he talked to me a lot about mushing and growing up running dogs with his family and what that meant. And how it's important to our culture to hold on to that. And just that there's a lot of kids today that don't know what it's like to go travel by dog team from cabin to cabin and be out there in the country.
Lance Mackey said the last couple race seasons hadn't been very stellar for him, so it was great to start this season off with a positive finish.
Snow was as perfect as you can get for as many options or varieties of terrain that we had to deal with, you know, three passes and a little bit of wind, but the trail overall was really nice. The race layout was exceptionally nice.
Mackey says he will be running both the Yukon Quest and Iditarod this year, calling the Iditarod the Super Bowl of dog racing.
I love the Yukon Quest and the format and the terrain and all that stuff, but unfortunately it doesn't have the finances like the Iditarod, so you know, this is our job, and I feel that I have to take the work while it's available, whether it's 2 weeks apart or 2 months apart. So I'm down. I'm going again, and we'll reassess what happens at the end of this season for next year.
The top three finishers will receive handmade Athabascan beaded artwork and winter gear. A banquet will be held this evening at the Tok Dog Mushers Association Hall.